We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Long rebound picked up off the floor near the ankles by Thomas, and it eludes him, but Io there to Caruso. Ooh, and Caruso is sent to the floor by Grayson Allen. In suspended air, Grayson Allen fouls Caruso, and we are way above here in the lower bowl of Milwaukee. And folks, let me tell you, we heard Caruso crashing to the floor, and he is down underneath the rim where the Bulls shoot. A very dangerous play on the part of Grayson Allen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Dangerous, yes. Cheap, dirty, illegal. Arrest the man. There's a lot of thoughts that come into your mind. Grayson Allen. We are delighted to welcome in Will Perdue. He, of course, does the pregame, the postgame for the Bulls on NBC Sports Chicago, and he does a great job. And we are welcoming him now on the Score Hotline, which is brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Will, how are you?
Well, gentlemen, I'm doing well, but I'll take a corner room suite with a king size bed, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And so, I'd like my own table when I play craps. Thank you.
So, Will, how would you describe what went down with Grayson Allen, and how would this be handled back in the day when you played, the next time that you played against a guy who did what he did?
Well, first of all, when I played, that would have been considered just a good hard foul. Basically, pull yourself up off the floor and shoot your two free throws. But there would have been retaliation pretty soon thereafter. It wouldn't have been the next time you played. It probably would have been that game. And the severity of the retaliation probably would have been decided on the individual that was actually fouled for us. But things have changed. The league's tried to eliminate those type of plays. So they come down hard on players when that happens. At least I thought they came down hard on players. I mean, again, you heard Chuck describe it as a very dangerous play. That was extremely dangerous. I thought that when he came across with the left hand, good hard foul, keep him from shooting it. But then when he spun around, while he was spinning, he grabs his arm with his left hand and pulls him down. And then brings the right hand into the play and swipes across the top, which then throws Caruso totally up into the air, defenseless, as they say in football. And he goes, you know, crashing to the ground. So I thought that, you know, they made a good call with the flagrant two. And I thought that maybe, you know, the suspension would be more considering that there is history with this player.
Yeah, he got a one-game suspension, and this is a guy that basically trips people for a living. I mean, he's a cheap shot artist. I'm not kidding. I mean, that drives me absolutely batty, and, you know, hashtag justice for Caruso. That's what we're looking for here, and a one-game suspension does not cut it. It's infuriating.
Well, especially considering that we all know we've learned the importance of Alex Caruso to the Chicago Bulls, and the fact that he's going to be out a minimum of 6 to 8 because that's the surgery supposed to be this morning. And then you have your recovery. And then there's the reevaluation after 6 to 8 weeks.
So, Will, the Bulls, because of the Caruso injury now and Lonzo Ball out 6 to 8 weeks, Zach LaVine has been nursing the knee, which thankfully isn't more as serious as some people feared, but they've lost 7 out of 10. Are they still good? Are the Bulls still good enough to kind of capture our attention and our imagination and to think that anything is still possible this season?
Well, I think they're still good enough, yes. Right now, this team is reeling emotionally, and that was evident by last night's game. And this, unfortunately, with Ball out and Caruso out, they've lost their best two perimeter defenders, and that's been evident by the number of points in the paint that they've been giving up on a regular basis, and they've got to make some changes both mentally and how they play physically, but probably even change their scheme defensively moving forward until they can get those two guys back.
Yeah, you know, right now they're third in the East, and as David referenced, they've been losing. They've lost 6 of their last 7. They lost to the team with the worst record in the league. I mean, that's supposed to be a get well, and Vooch was non-existent. I mean, DeMar DeRozan got, what, 41 points or something? Insane. You know, he's just great. You don't want to burn him up, use him too much. Zach LaVine is obviously well needed. Their bench isn't doing a hell of a lot because they're all starting, right? So, yep. You know, what does that mean when you look at, like, the trade deadline coming up? What does that mean in terms of, well, you know, people are saying Patrick Williams could be traded because you're one piece away. Well, you're not one piece away right now. You got some of your best players injured. So what does that mean? Does that mean no trade? Does that mean yes trade? Does that mean trade Vooch? I'm joking. But I don't know where you go.
Well, I think that this is where now Arturas and Mark Eversley have to make a decision, and this is why they get paid so much money, is, okay, we're confident that, and let's, as you just pointed out, let's go down the list. We're confident that Alex Caruso can have his surgery and will be back and at 100% when the playoffs start. We're confident that Lonzo Ball will have his surgery and will be 100% when the playoffs start. We're confident that Zach will come back. Most notably, it sounds like tonight, Javonte Green will be back tonight. And this team continues to move forward. And yes, we basically are inconsistent. We're up and down. But hopefully playing very hard over the next 6 weeks. And we, I mean, let's be honest here, stay a little bit as far as the games over the next 6 weeks. Stay above 500 because we have a lot of games we should win. Then we have a 4-game stretch against Philly, Phoenix. I forget the other two teams that, you know, are very good. And, you know, we limp into the All-Star break. But it's a decision on where are we in April when everybody supposedly comes back healthy. Are we back to the team that can challenge? I'm not necessarily saying beat, but challenge Milwaukee, challenge the Nets, challenge the Miami Heat. Look what they're doing right now. Where do we stand if we're completely healthy? And if we feel like we're in a really solid position, then you still look to make a trade. Then you still look to address the issue of, you know, a stopper in the middle, a rim protector, that big secondary big man that comes off the bench that provides that physicality that we're now missing.
Will, Vooch has been more inconsistent, I think, than people expected, and certainly he addressed his shooting issues last night post-game, but he said the shooting is part of the game, and he's going to miss, and he's going to miss some of those shots. But he said something surprising to me. He said he was more disappointed with his defensive focus. What did he mean by that?
Well, I saw exactly the comment that you said. He didn't provide, and this was his words, and these are not exact, but paraphrasing like you just said, he didn't bring the energy and the focus necessary to win. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Second game of a back-to-back, I get it. But at the same time, with no Zach LaVine, no Alex Caruso, you pro- probably being now the second best player behind DeMar DeRozan, have to be ready to play. You have to be able to provide those things that you said weren't there in that particular game, especially in a game, as you guys just mentioned, is a must win, should win. This team had only won 8 games prior to this game. But that's also the NBA. You saw how that team, the Orlando Magic, played last night. They and their coach recognized that this team was emotionally spent. They realized this is a game that we can get. They played harder. They were more aggressive. You saw them. They were popping off vocally. They were playing with a lot of swag. And the Bulls basically got punked last night. And that can happen. And that's from top to bottom. And I credit Vooch for saying that. But he wasn't the only one. But he was one of the ones that they talked to post-game. He admitted that he did not take the proper approach going into the game. So I ask you, how do you respond tonight against another team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, that you should win and you better beat, considering what just happened against the Orlando Magic?
That, you know, in the game here on the Score, but that is so important. And I think that, you know, if Zach can play, that'll be a huge lift. You get guys back, that's going to be a huge lift. You're gonna see it and feel it coming from the team. I am just curious as to what your projection would be for their right. They're in third place right now. We know they were in first. There's a close kind of group of teams down to sixth or seventh or eighth. I mean, I think they're going to be good when everybody comes back and they can make a run at the end of the year. Will they have to make a run at the end of the year, not just for playoff positioning, maybe to make the playoffs?
Well, I still think they're going to make the playoffs. But the problem was, you know, as good as they were playing, we were just like, okay, let's stay in the top four and get that home court advantage. And now with these injuries, you're like, whoa, let's just try to stay in the top six so you stay out of those play-in games.
Right.
But to stay in the top six, the Philadelphia 76ers, who was 7-3 in their last 10, are only a game and a half behind. And then you talk about the seventh spot where now you're in a play-in game. You're 3 games out, and they're 7-3 in their last 10.
Right.
So all of a sudden now, you're wondering, okay, can this team stay in the top six? I think they'll stay within the playoff picture. I don't doubt that. But there's a lot of responsibility now in the hands of Billy Donovan as far as keeping these guys mentally engaged, keeping them focused, and not because they can't, but just because they understand the importance of Alex Caruso. They understand the importance of Lonzo Ball. So how do they pull it back together more emotionally than anything else and continue to put one foot in front of the other? Because as you just saw last night, this is the NBA. Other teams don't care what's going on within your ranks. They just care what's going on with them. And right now, the word is around the Eastern Conference and the NBA, the Bulls are reeling. This is an opportunity for you to get a game. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like a fight right now. When you go to the middle of the ring and touch gloves, there's no feeling out process. Your opponent's going to come out swinging because they're going to be testing you now. Where are the Bulls mentally? Where's their head? Are they ready to play tonight? Are they going to fight back, or are they going to take a knee down in the corner? I don't think they're going to take a knee, but right now you're going to get every team's best effort from a physicality standpoint, as well as an effort standpoint, and you've got to be ready to play.
It's a great point. Will, thank you. Thanks for getting up with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Will. Good stuff.
It's a lovely Monday winter wonderland.
Take care.
Get out there and shovel some snow.
Stay safe.
That's Will Perdue, pregame, postgame analyst for the Bulls on NBC Sports Chicago. Does a great job. That is a fantastic point. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.